So today I have Robin Gandhi with me. Robin, I know that you work at TripActions. Could you tell us a little bit about the company and about yourself?
Of course. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
So TripActions, in the end, is a travel and spend management platform, and we're doing it in a completely new way. We're focusing on the user experience first. So if we think about TripActions as a corporate travel platform, we're basically providing a consumer-driven experience, the kinds that I think all employees enjoy and love in their consumer life at the corporate level. And we believe that if you provide amazing user experiences, that travelers will want to use that solution. And then what we're now building is TripActions Liquid. So TripActions Liquid is a payments and expense offering that really helps companies manage spend. And so what I do there is I run product design, engineering, and operations for this TripActions Liquid offering. And it's super exciting. I mean, being part of something like this, especially having come from the fintech industry, I spent the last 6 years at Adyen, which I think most of your audience will know. But if there's an exciting opportunity within issuing, I think this is the one.
So I know you guys recently closed a pretty major round of
Yeah.
funding. You want to tell us a little bit more about what that was and what that capital is going to be utilized for?
Yeah. No, look, it's an exciting time, right? Coming out of COVID for a company like us, travel company, to double down on both on travel and on spend, pretty big, right? And I think we were explicit in terms of what we're going to use that capital for, which is the fintech offering that I've spent a lot of time with the team
Which
building,
is
which is
the
called TripActions Liquid.
And what exactly is TripActions Liquid?
So Liquid is a card issuing offering that is, we're taking corporate cards in a different direction. We're really taking a user-first, mobile-centric approach to thinking about expenses because we really believe that if you can provide an amazing, delightful experience, which is essentially never having to file an expense report again, that is an amazing experience. And we believe if you do that, you're going to be able to drive better control and visibility for finance teams. And that's the reason we've had a lot of success this year and the reason we raised this round, because we think that if we double down on that, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And I think we can solve a lot of problems.
That is, I think everyone in the entire world hates expense reports, so I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
So I know you guys are here at Money 2020 because you have an exciting announcement.
Yeah.
What did you guys announce today?
It's super exciting, right? Like one of the things, again, that we focus on is user experience. We want to give our users the best experience possible. And what we believe is, hey, if you take money out of your own pocket and you pay for stuff for the company, how does it make sense for you to have to wait for that money and to figure out where it goes and depend on the company to do that? And so the big announcement that we're making this week is essentially if you get reimbursed in US dollars, what you can do is say, one, you get it right away, and two, you get it in your Coinbase wallet. And we think that is going to be super powerful because people should get their money when they spend responsibly
The way they
wherever
want.
they want, exactly, and on time. And so by putting it into the Coinbase wallet, we really give them flexibility, speed, and choice, right? And for us, we think that's insanely important.
So not only are you making the expense report filing process seamless and friction-free,
Yep.
you're also adding this added layer of optionality with respect to how the employee or the end customer gets that expense report reimbursed. Am I understanding
You got
correctly?
it. Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing.
And again, no expense reports, right? We're
Right.
basically saying if you spend $100 out of your personal card and you need it and you did it within policy, just get it back in your bank account or get it in your
Immediately.
Coinbase wallet immediately.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the space in general. Who are your primary competitors? Where do you see tailwinds in the space? Where do you see headwinds in the space?
Yeah. No, I mean, what's really exciting for us is that we're in a unique place, right? Because we have this travel data from our travel business. So I know when people go somewhere and when they come back. And so when you tie that in with expenses, it's super powerful, right?
Right.
If you think about corporate cards in the past, if you ask a CFO, hey, give corporate cards to every single employee, they would feel a little apprehensive about doing it, right? The fact that we can then tie our travel data mm-hmm. to the card, we could say, hey, listen, we know coming out of the pandemic, product managers, engineers are going to start traveling. And you might be afraid that they're going to use that corporate card at home. Mm-hmm. We just won't turn it on right. until 3 hours before their flight, amazing. Right? And so when you talk about competition, there's competition on the travel side. And I think a lot of our success has been that we're providing a consumer-grade experience on travel, mm-hmm. which has been super powerful.
Right.
But then on the spend side, you do have a few new players that are taking new tech and looking at expenses, but they don't have the travel side and they don't have the enterprise focus. And so we think we're in this unique blue ocean where if you look at us, you say, hey, you have travel and expense all together in the same place, and you're eliminating expense reports in an intelligent way for enterprises. That's why investors are excited. That's mm-hmm. why we're excited about what we're building, right?
So it's interesting. It kind of sounds like you guys utilized your COVID time to really hunker down and pivot the business based yeah. off of the pre-existing competitive advantages that you guys had. Is that what you did when travel just completely went off the cliff?
I think that speaks a lot to the leadership in terms of how we've thought about the company, right? Mm. You see opportunities, you see challenges, mm-hmm. you move right away, right? And so to your point, we pivoted a lot to mm-hmm. compress the roadmap that we had on what we were building with our payment expense solution, Liquid. Mm-hmm. And we also doubled down on what we were doing with travel because we knew when people came back that they would have different needs, right? Teams would be traveling more often. Mm-hmm. You'd have to think about airline cancellations in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think what we realized is that the other providers weren't able to do that. And so right. what we did was, what we could have done during the pandemic is we could have said, hey, there's no money coming in. Yep. We're just going to sit here and wait it out, right?
Right.
And instead we said, okay, what do we think the world is going to look like when we come out of this?
Right.
And let's just double down on that.
Right. Do you think those changes would have happened anyway and COVID just basically pulled that demand or pulled those needs forward?
I think we were on that way to accelerating a lot of those trends, but it's not clear that we would have ended up in the same place Why? If it hadn't been for the pandemic, right? We basically, I don't know if we talked about this, but we doubled our book of business on travel during COVID. So revenues were down, but it's insane to think that we actually doubled our book of business during COVID because everyone else realized that their legacy providers weren't as strong. And then if you think on the spend side, we've just seen amazing, amazing growth since January. Because you've just seen this acceleration of digital payments.
That's really interesting. So on a per customer basis, spend may have been down, but you actually increased the number of customers that you guys were servicing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Where do you think you were getting those customers from? Your direct competitors?
We were getting it from the legacy players. So most of the legacy corporate travel booking tools just couldn't figure out fast enough how they were gonna deal with COVID, right? So yeah, I mean, in addition to doubling our book of business, the last 2 months have been our highest booking months ever, like before COVID, which is crazy to think too. Mm-hmm. So we're almost there, we're almost back.
So what are you most excited about from the end of this year through the end of 2022?
I think for us, being able to really deliver this delightful user experience on travel and spend, and then as a result, be able to change behavior and put cards in a lot more employees' hands to make that experience around expense management where you said, you know, oh my God, I hate expense management. If we can put cards into people's hands and change that experience that mm-hmm. I've had to deal with it for the last 20 years. Every day that I've worked, I've always, anytime you go on a trip, you gotta file an expense report. I've been on 3 business trips in the last month and a half. I go home, I go hang out with the kids. It's crazy. Like, it's just, I think for me, when I see that experience, even though I'm working on the product itself, mm-hmm. it sort of blows my mind that we're here. So that's going to be really, really exciting.
That sounds awesome. I love it when I meet someone who's super excited about what they're working on.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, optimism is super contagious. So I want to thank you for being here.
Of course.
Thanks so much for spending time with us, and I hope you have a great rest of your money 2020.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.